This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship AM station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, I'm broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, to our great affiliate down in the Caribbean, AM 1000. Hello, Bahamas. Hello, U.S. Virgin Islands. Hello, Puerto Rico. And also, don't forget, we're broadcasting around the world via the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people who work the Third Watch, regardless of what you do, regardless of where you're at, thank you very much for toeing the line, for doing what needs to be done to keep America rolling along on the Third Watch. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check that out for all kinds of goodies and information and whatnot. All right, joining us again, here she is from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, well, you had a busy day yesterday because everybody had a busy day. Now, did you? How much of the inquiry did you watch?
I didn't get home until around, I don't know, 11:30 or 12. So I watched it from then till what, 7 or 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, when it ended.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you had about 8 hours of it. And we had one of our callers, Picasso, call in and say that he watched it for 9 hours. I can't even begin to fathom that because they're asking questions, and some of the questions they're asking yesterday, the Democrats got their proverbial butts handed right back to them because the questions that they asked and the answers they got favored Donald Trump most significantly. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, for the... Yeah, for the most part. That's why I say if it comes to a jury, as of what happened yesterday with the witnesses, I would say beyond a reasonable doubt, you would have to say that Trump is not guilty for you know the phone call and the decision on the aid to Ukraine. And you know, there's a major, huge component here that. You know, the Democrats conveniently forget when Russia decided to move in and take over Crimea, the way that thing came down, the particular steps that came down by Russia on Crimea says the Obama administration should have gotten their intelligence and probably did. This is what you need to do because Ukraine's going to be next, okay? And then you either stop the invasion, which means that we wouldn't even be, I mean, we wouldn't, Ukraine wouldn't be in a war right now with Russia,
mm-hmm.
or you go to Russia and go, you better stop because, you know, don't go any further. And, you know, the world condemned Russia for taking over Crimea. To what consequence, though? I mean, Russia wasn't, I mean, they were condemned, here's a strongly worded letter, because we don't like what you do at Crimea, and we don't like what you, we wouldn't even have a whole issue about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ukraine is listed on the very, very short list as one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
Right.
Okay. So if it's been that way, then why in the world would Joe Biden's son even want to get involved, much less his father as vice president? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think I know why, because let me just play this short clip and we'll hear why.
For the longest time, this was all about quid pro quo, according to the whistleblower complaint. But after witness began saying there was no quid pro quo, or even that quid pro quo was not even possible, we saw a shift from the Democrats. They briefly started to refer to the president's conduct on the July 25th call as extortion. And now it shifted again last week to bribery. Ms. Williams, you used the word unusual to describe the president's call on July 25th. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman used the word inappropriate and proper. Now, I've word searched each of your transcripts, and the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere in that. Ms. Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I heard that. I didn't really speak about, you know, why anybody would want to get involved, why the Obama administration would want to get involved in Ukraine until you start cleaning up this corruption. Now, President Zelensky in his campaign ran on that very platform. We're going to clean up corruption.
Mm-hmm.
It is so bad that it would take a decade in order to do that, with the help, I might add, of the international community, because everybody, you know, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, and the United States, they all knew that it was corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden was in charge of what is called the Ukraine portfolio, which came up several times yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he wouldn't just assume that role. Obama gave it to him.
Hold that thought. We're going to come right back, and we're going to pick that right up when we come back. All right, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with me. Go over there, check her articles, and see what it is that she's writing about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 350,000 plus people all have in common, you say? Well, they have chosen to trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of something where you have to defend yourself and are looking for an attorney, because I'm telling you, the first person the police are going to look at is the last person standing. And if that's you, then you better be prepared. And they know defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, too. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there in the right tab. You'll see a free gun a day giveaway tab that will drop down. It'll ask you if you want to submit a free entry, and the answer to that should be yes, because every day at midnight the guns change as to what they are to something different. And occasionally it's not one gun, it's two guns. But after you do that, then take a look at what becoming a member could mean to you. There's three levels of membership. And remember, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, which includes the great award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which will give you all kinds of savings every month, different discounts, different coupons, this, that, and the other, in that magazine. So check it out. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and look up that USCCA logo link that's right there on the right side of the tab, about maybe a third of the way down on the right side of the page. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again, and finish your point that you were making before we had to go to the break.
Well, the point is, you have to go back and look at context and a timeline. The invasion of Crimea never should have happened. And then after it did, then the invasion of Ukraine by Russia never should have happened. Where was Obama? And with all of that, to listen to all these Democrats yesterday in this hearing, it was like, poor Ukraine, Trump was, you know, putting a hold on the military aid, was causing worse problems for Ukraine and was threatening our national security, our national security. Well, that's just nonsense. In context, where were these Democrats when Obama was giving them MREs and, you know, pillows and night vision goggles?
And
you
blankets,
know what I'm saying?
And blankets, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, precisely. And so in the phone calls, Zelensky, with Trump, Zelensky says he wants to buy more javelins. Mm-hmm. Well, the first set of javelins that he got were there as deterrents. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't bought the second set of javelins yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the first set of javelins have gone unused. They haven't even been used.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to listen to what John Carl from ABC News had to say yesterday. It's very quick. It's 22 seconds. And it talks about, the status of the terminology and what has been established. And this is not in the Democrats' favor. And this is coming from ABC News.
But the White House is focusing on some specific aspects of it. What Mary mentioned in terms of the transcript being accurate. Another important point is that this question of whether or not the transcript was inappropriately put on a super secure server to try to hide it. Vindman was asked about that, and he didn't see any problem with how the transcript was stored.
How do you like that?
Well, understand something here. Do you remember early on when Trump was having a conversation with President Nieto of Mexico?
I do.
And then having a conversation with Australia?
I do.
Those calls leaked. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those calls leaked. How is it those calls? We tend to forget. So how many, selectively, that, you know, a shot across the bow, now we have this call was leaked. What about Trump's calls with all the other world leaders? How come they haven't leaked? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so Eisenberg, who is the National Security Council lawyer, whatever he said, go talk to the lawyer, all these people that were, went sideways because of Trump's request in the phone call,
okay,
to go talk to the lawyer. The lawyer is the one that made the decision to put the call record, the transcript, the audio into super, it's not secret, but into a more secured server. So I mean, give me a break. I mean, let's not forget, the early part of the Trump administration was leaking like a sieve to the point where you had Attorney General Sessions at the time said that they were going to investigate it. You had General John Kelly, who was Chief of Staff, was going to investigate it. It was a scandal. So it was leak after leak after leak after leak. So at least some people decided that they were going to take some steps to stop some of these leaks, but now we're finding out, and it was highly inferred yesterday, that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman...
Right. Who should be addressed as Colonel. You don't need to do the Lieutenant, but go ahead.
It is now inferred, highly inferred yesterday, that he was the leaker to the whistleblower.
Correct. Yeah, and I don't doubt that for a second, but here you go. Who's going to prove that? How are they going to prove that?
Well,
how are they going to prove that?
You couldn't. Devin Nunes was very close to getting that yesterday until who? Adam Schiff stepped in and told the witness not to answer the question.
Yeah, he did. I remember hearing that. And,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, the point is Vindman came out and said that he went and spoke to, you know, two people. One was not his supervisor, but I guess, you know, the National Security Council lawyer, and another one in the intelligence community. Well, Nunes says, which agency? Because the intelligence community is made up of 17 agencies. So which one? And... That's when Adam Schiff stepped in and said, no, we want to protect the whistleblower's identity. Well, nobody's supposed to know the identity, right, Mr. Schiff? So how is it that, if you don't know who it is, then what difference does it make what agency it came from? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, now we did also get a comment from Vindman yesterday, which was really kind of a shocker to a lot of people. Listen to this.
At any point during that trip, did Mr. Danyluk offer you a position of defense minister with the Ukrainian government?
He did.
And how many times did he do that?
I believe it was three times.
And
wow. Three times offered the position of defense minister of the Ukraine, and he didn't even live there.
Well,
wasn't even a citizen.
There's probably a whole lot more to the context of all of that one. That one would be fun to know. So I would like to see the supporting information on how that came to be and the fact of what Castro had in order for him to ask the question of Vindman.
Uh-huh. Well, again, who knows what we're going to get out of this, because if you have to go by what we've heard so far, I would say President Trump is in the driver's seat right now, because I don't see where these witnesses, and by the way, there is one today that they're concerned about, and that would be the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland.
That's right.
And he's the one that they're concerned about, what he may or may not say, because nobody really knows.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, how about this Laura Cooper, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense? Is she still in that position?
I have no idea.
Do you know about David Hale, the Undersecretary of State? Is he still there?
I know that they've held these positions. Whether they're still there or not, I don't know. The two witnesses yesterday are leaving government because of all of this.
Well, sure.
You know, Morrison and Volker. And, I wrote an article the day before yesterday about getting rid of some of these agencies, and, you know, we're just overwhelmed with deputy assistant, blah, 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 this and that and this and that. I mean, we've got all these people with all these titles, and yet you look at the testimonies and the response from yesterday, and you kind of go, does anybody know anything that's going on? Everybody is trying to overthink, rethink, understand motivation, measure responses, blah, 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 blah. So
now, we have a question from one of our listeners. This is from Jamie, and Jamie is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710. Good morning, Jamie. Jamie says, is there going to be any flack or fallout over the prison guards that are charged with falsifying records in Epstein's death?
Well, they're still investigating, including with the FBI now, calling it a criminal conspiracy, perhaps. So, yes.
All righty. Hold that thought. Talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, taking another look at our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Come on now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a busy third day of public hearings on Capitol Hill into President Trump and his efforts to have Ukraine launch probes into the Bidens. Former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker.
I did not know of any linkage between the hold on security assistance and Ukraine pursuing investigations. No one had ever said that to me, and I never conveyed such a linkage to the Ukrainians. I opposed the hold on U.S. security assistance as soon as I learned about it on July 18th, and I thought we could turn it around before the Ukrainians ever knew or became alarmed about it.
Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Pence, testified she was listening in on President Trump's conversation with the leader of Ukraine.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
More public hearings will be held on Wednesday and Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And either way, check out the website, naa.edu. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college. Many of you are going to a technical school to learn a trade that, in most cases, when you come out, you're going to be able to have a job, which is very important to you. Now, what they don't tell you when you learn the trade is that many of you are going to have to, especially the union trades, many of you are going to have to start off as an apprentice, which means you're going to be what's called an 80 percenter. You will not get paid the full amount of pay to do the work. If you're getting $12 an hour to be, let's say, a welder, you'll get $9.60. If you're being paid $15 an hour to be a heavy equipment operator, you'll get $12 an hour, and that's how it works. Now, with that being said, how would you like the opportunity to take the training you've got and get some more to become a certified aviation maintenance tech in a job that has a secure career ahead of you, starting at $50,000 to $60,000 a year once you get your certification. Well, that's the case at the National Aviation Academy, where they will train you to be that aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can go to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, to find out more. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. See what it is you're getting yourself involved in. Now, the two campuses, again, Concord, Mass., outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, and it's a tremendous opportunity to jumpstart your career, too, if you're in a dead-end, nowhere, go-nowhere job. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. All righty. Well, here we go. Now, the Army right now, former Army First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz, who President Donald Trump recently pardoned for his 2013 murder conviction, claims he was nothing more than a pawn whom generals sacrificed for political expediency. Well, I don't disagree with that, based on the facts that I know about. I don't disagree with that at all. And that's coming from Task and Purpose, if you want to go read the article. Also, the decorated soldier and White House aide who saw it as his sacred duty to speak out against President Donald Trump's Ukraine pressure campaign is about to get his chance to finish and set the record straight with everything that he knows. I believe he's done that. I don't think there's anything else he can add to what he had to say. But his career in the military, it may be over as a result of that. There is a possibility that he could be tried on UCMJ charges, Universal Code of Military Justice, because he may have violated one of the sacred things that you do there, and that's to go over, be insubordinate, and go over and beyond your commanding officer's position to get your story out there, whatever's going on there. And I said that kind of vaguely, but that is sort of what I'm talking about there. By the way, on Monday, the families of seven soldiers who drowned on board the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald joined 40 shipmates that were injured in that 2017 collision with the ACX Crystal. Now, what they talked about was suing the Japanese company that chartered the merchant vessel. We'll see how that all plays out under maritime law. Also, the Navy is evaluating ways to improve and update the Joint Professional Military Educational Program, known as the JPME, that's considered a must for officers to promote to senior ranks. Now, the Air Force, busy as well, because the Air Force is taking its time to settle on a next-generation fighter design, awaiting instead lessons learned from the F-35 jet and playing the field with promising technologies, according to a senior service official. Also, the Air Force Special Operations Command plans to use its small buy of an A-29 Super Tucano aircraft under the service's light attack experiment to bolster its air advisor's ability to train in the long term. Now, improving the armed overwatch capability, it can also provide to other services. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, General John Hyten left the U.S. Strategic Command, soon to be former headquarters. They're building there in the shower to a shower of applause on Friday as hundreds of workers clapped out the ongoing STRATCOM commander and his wife, Laura, on her last official day at work. The Marines, a few good men, how about 54 more athletic trainers coming out to units across the force next year in an ongoing effort to prevent serious injuries with units that might be a little bit weak on the PT thing, and they're getting stronger as a result of these 54 athletic trainers. Also, in other veterans' news, a Veterans Day protest in which a student dressed in black pierced red painting latex gloves also around a display of a small American flag at Yale University has stirred some controversy at the Ivy League school, which has been working to improve the image amongst the nation's military students that they have there. And $90 million per seat, well, that's what Boeing's space capsule draws criticism over from the watchdog. That's what they're going to charge, take people up and out of space, $90,000 a seat. Ain't cheap, right? And the exporter, Russian Foreign Ministry military sales, on pace right now to hit $13.7 billion despite the U.S. sanctions. Isn't that something? Russia always seems to find a way around that. And a continuing resolution, or CR as it's called, is a temporary measure by which Congress can use to fund the government for a short period of time. The CRs are typically used to buy some time for lawmakers for to be able to enact longer-term spending measures. Well, that's what's going to happen this time around with the defense budget, it looks like. Everybody will get the pay raise they're supposed to. The 3.1% pay raise is there, and it's already been taken care of, so don't worry about that. I had some people yesterday going, well, we're supposed to get a pay raise, and we're not going to get it. No, not true. We had a couple of master sergeants, senior master sergeants, that were sitting right there beside us yesterday, and I assured them that if it said anywhere in writing that they were going to get 3.1%, guess what? That's what they were going to get. It is just that simple. Now, the U.S. and Egypt could be headed towards some sort of a collision course here because a senior U.S. official warned Egypt that if it purchases Russian fighter jets, it risks more American sanctions. Well, you would think they might get them anyway because they're supposed to be an ally of ours, but they buy the Russian equipment, and they buy a lot of it when they do. We've seen it before in the past here in the Captain's America Third Watch. So we'll see what happens there. Nobody knows for sure what's going to transpire. Nobody. And like it or not, there's a lot of things going on. Now, the VA has announced plans to study military toxic exposures and connections to veterans' illnesses. I know that I have to go for Agent Orange testing all the time and this, that, and the other. A lot of other guys do. VA researchers recently announced plans to conduct a major study on the environmental exposures during military service and the connection to illnesses in those veterans and their children. Now, a lot of guys, myself included, down the line, many, many years later, are starting to test positive for some of these tests. Now, in my case, it could also be because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. We'll see. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the 1 Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, they've got a great lunchtime deal going on down there. You can call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. And if you're here in town, and you want to go to Mixon Fruit Farms because you know about the Orange Grove, you know about the great orange swirl ice cream, you know about the packing plant and all that stuff and the tour that you can take and whatnot, then let me tell you, you can also have a great lunch there. The Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton is what we call it, because they've got a renowned Cuban sandwich that's incredibly delicious, and people from all over, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had, and I completely agree. I had one last week. Oh, my goodness. Mixon's Fresh Cuban is absolute perfection, and it did not let me down last week either. And the Mixon Groveside Cafe opened Monday through Saturday. Make sure you get in there, grab yourself some lunch. They love their local regulars. Skip the line. Call ahead, 941-748-5829. And always tell them the captain sent you. Who knows? You might get an extra bag of chips or something out of the deal. All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and you want orange swirl ice cream, don't you?
Sounds good. No doubt.
Yeah, well, it's nice and warm up there in New York, so you can have some, right?
All right. Warmed up for the way it has been, that's for sure. We'll be up in the 50s, I guess. Bouncing around.
Okay, well, and by the way, the snow is gone, so you're doing good in that respect. Now, let's let's get into a little bit of what transpired yesterday, because of course we've got this inquiry going on, and a lot of comments back and forth being made by people, and a lot of innuendos and accusations. But what struck me as being odd about everything yesterday was the fact that we had Mr. Ratcliffe, Congressman Ratcliffe from Texas, and I really like him. And listen to the question that he asked the panelists over there, the people that were there, the witnesses. Listen to the question he asked, and listen to the answers he got.
For the longest time, this was all about quid pro quo, according to the whistleblower complaint. But after witness began saying there was no quid pro quo, or even that quid pro quo was not even possible, we saw a shift from the Democrats. They briefly started to refer to the president's conduct on the July 25th call as extortion. And now it shifted again last week to bribery. Ms. Williams, you used the word unusual to describe the president's call on July 25th. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman used the word inappropriate and proper. Now, I've word searched each of your transcripts, and the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere in that. Ms. Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them.
Now, this is all part of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, where you make a statement that you're doing, you push it on the other party that's there, and you hope that it sticks and nobody pays attention, is it not?
Certainly appears so. I mean, it's, again, you watch this thing, and you really, unless you obviously have a motivation for trying to keep the thing going, this should have been, done a long time ago. It's just,
sure,
it's apparent being ridiculous right now, and I think most Americans understand that. I mean, I was getting a lot of the super Trump haters out there that want to get rid of the guy, but fine, get rid of the guy. Elect somebody new next year. I mean, it's fine. I mean, that's how our system works. Why do you got to change it? It worked for a long time.
Yeah, and 63 million people that voted for him expect him to complete at least his first term. And by the way, here's the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about. I've got the polls here, the presidential approval polls. He was at 46% a week ago today. By the next day, Thursday, when all this started, he went to 48. By the end of the week, he was up to 50. When Monday was done, he was still at 50. He's not going down. He's actually gone up 4%, and it's to the positive, not the negative.
Again, most Americans are saying, what in the world is happening in Washington, D.C.? What do they do? Is this all that they do? And it's getting to the point of being ridiculous. I think you're just giving Republicans a lot more ammo leading into the next election, at least the way I see things right now. And I don't know how they're going to bounce back from this. I mean, you're going to continue to carry this through the election. This is what you're going to continue to run on. It's silly.
Now, I heard somebody make a comment yesterday, one of the talking show heads. I don't know who it was or where it was. Doesn't really matter. And they were talking about the stock market being up or near a record high and this, that, and the other. Look how good the economy is. And they did it all based on the stock market. Well, the stock market isn't the economy, is it?
No, it's not. And I would, it's great. I mean, when people see their 401ks and their money growing, and again, I always tell people you got to be cautious as the market goes up. You always want to rebalance your portfolio and do the right thing. When I look at the economy, it's even a lot, most people like to point to GDP. I don't. I'm always looking at jobs. I'm always looking at the availability of jobs. I'm also looking at people's wages, which continue to rise, how easy it is to go ahead and find a job. I mean, and some of these lower, traditionally lower paying jobs, so those are the ones that are really getting a big boost when it comes to pay, and that's a great thing.
Now, the other thing is I'm looking at the futures market, which doesn't mean much for the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P. And right now it's down a little bit, not a lot. It was down more than what it was right now when it first came out about 2 hours ago with the futures. But it's starting to go back up again. So it looks like as if, once again, the market is reacting favorably. However, what brought it down to begin with, I think, was what happened in Israel with that rocket attack on Israel. And then Israel just turned around and went after the Iranian rocket positions and factories and all that stuff, storage positions inside Syria, and struck multiple targets inside Syria.
Yeah, it's difficult to put your finger on that. I mean, I'm not saying that you're right or wrong in that. There's also been some concerns in regards to where they're going to come out, regards to a trade deal. That obviously pushes the market in various different directions very, very quickly. Rumor comes out, goes in one direction. Another rumor comes out, goes in the other direction. What I would caution people, again, is trying to guess what the market's going to do on a day-to-day basis, because that's just impossible.
Now, we got 22 seconds of ABC News, which is not necessarily your grandfather's news network anymore. 22 seconds of John Carl at ABC saying the following.
But the White House is focusing on some specific aspects of it. What Mary mentioned in terms of the transcript being accurate. Another important point is that this question of whether or not the transcript was inappropriately put on a super secure server to try to hide it. Vindman was asked about that, and he didn't see any problem with how the transcript was stored.
How you like that?
A whole lot of nothing.
That's right. So why are we having, so again, it leads me back to the original question, why on earth do we have all these hearings, this hearing going on, dragging on the way it is? Why are we doing that when we get an answer like that from, of all people, the mainstream media and ABC News?
Real simple. Elections have consequences. That's it. You voted the House in. If the House wasn't a bunch of donkeys right now, it wasn't led by donkeys, this wouldn't be going on. Period. The end.
All right, well, one last little thing here. Here comes my favorite Louisiana senator.
How can I put this? Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
How you like that?
That's funny.
I mean,
where did he say that? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but he also said this the week prior.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty. That's the $100 statement of the day. Chris, you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All righty. Chris Marcassi, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know something? John Kennedy, he ought to write a book of all his latest. I mean, that's great stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.